Gentlemen, Gene DeGrade's first work behind the mic came in the Navy. While stationed in the Philippines, he read the news to GIs over a bullhorn before outdoor movies. Upon returning home, he launched a radio career that spanned five decades, starting at WWON in Woonsocket in 1947. From there, Gene blossomed into a Rhode Island radio star at WJAR from 1952 to 1973, followed by an 11-year stint at WKRI.
Gene DeGrade, talk back, 861-0920, 861-0920, 861-0920.
I did some talk show programs in which I did some opinion please programs in which it became controversial because it was during the Vietnam War, and many of our questions were phrased in such a manner that infuriated some listeners. But it was good. It was getting a barometer of what people thought of the war and how the war is being fought or not fought properly. But I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the Saturday talk show immensely because it gave me more of a free hand in which to express my opinions. The Opinion Please program, which was a nightly talk show program, was good, but I didn't have a chance to express my own opinions.
And Gene told WJAR's Mark Bernier it was a fun show to do.
I came to JAR in 1952 and worked a morning shift. It was called Early Bird Festival. I did that with the late Art Kershaw. We had a great time in the morning, and the late Jack Boyle was the general manager in those days. Southern Abbott was the program director, and we did a great show, and it was called Early Bird Festival, Mark, and that started the ball rolling.
You keep in touch with fun and 920 WJAR.